For this meditation, I would like you to be in a really silent and quiet space, either sitting or lying down. If you don't have that space right now, maybe it's time to wait for this meditation because it really requires your full attention. It's not a long meditation, so grab a chance when you can to connect with your inner child whenever you feel lost, whenever you feel symptoms in your own body and in your child that you don't understand. Because remember, the inner child communicates with you through the channels of your body and the physical symptoms, your child's symptoms and problems that you experience with your child. That's really, really important to remember. Now, sit or lie down and take deep breaths at your own pace and at your own frequency. It's really important when we start to do this process of healing the inner child, reconnecting with the inner child, that we release all instructions and programs that we have carried with us throughout life, throughout our childhood, and set ourselves free. It does not matter if you fall asleep, you will still hear the message from your inner child, and your inner child will hear you, even if you're sleeping. So keep breathing. If you hear noises anywhere, let them be. Return to your body, because this is where you connect to your inner child. So feel your body. All your body, all at once. And notice how you can embrace your whole body with your consciousness and your wisdom and your knowing and your experience. So feel your body. All the way from the bottom of your feet, all the way up past the ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, buttocks, stomach and inner organs, spine, your whole torso, breasts, shoulders, and both arms all the way out through the fingers, and feel your neck, jaw, chin, cheeks, nose, eyes, eyebrows, and all the back of your head, your forehead, top of the head. Feel the tingle of all the electricity in your body that your cells produce. Beauty of being alive. Feel your whole body with this awareness. And tap into your wise, deep, mature, honest, experienced, pure, innocent part of your parent self, the caregiver, the protector, the experienced one, the one with the open eyes, the one with the open heart, the graceful one. Feel the presence of that parent within you and in each and every cell. Feel the depth of that part of you. Feel the authority, the character. Of walking in integrity from this place within you. And simply, without being complicated about it, without having any need to define what that is, and even if you can't feel anything right now that is linked to that part of you, know that it is you. It is within you. It is who you are, and sometimes we forget it. But your wisdom is that part of you. So from this part of you, go back through a timeline, walk next to the timeline of your life from today and all the way down to the beginning of time. Observing the innocence and purity that you came into this world with, contact the most original, innocent version of you. And pick up that baby, that child with the open eyes, the curiosity, inquisitive. Feel your heart responding to this beautiful child. Feel your love for this beautiful child, this innocent, trusting version of you that came into this world open, curious, reaching out the arms to the world and the people around. The people all around. Be those arms that pick that part of you up now and hold that tiny baby or that innocent child close to your heart. As you walk down the timeline one final time or one more time, to pick up the broken pieces, to pick up the times where you left yourself behind, thinking that it was someone or something outside of yourself. Walk along that timeline as the person that you have always waited for, to protect you, to see you, to support you, to allow free expression. To understand you, to heal you. So walk through childhood, your younger years, all the way up to now, picking up the broken pieces and where you were left behind. And notice how you become more whole as you walk this journey with and for yourself, holding that innocence close to your heart, that innocent child close to your heart. As you walk back to where you are right now at this moment. As you talk to your inner child, I promise you to stand by you, to never ever leave you again, to always check in with you when I am about to make a decision, say something or do something. I will check in with you and make sure that you agree and that you feel protected by me in my highest level of consciousness. Dear child, I promise that when you call for water, rest, real food, protection, peace, time alone, time outside, fun, full expression through the body. When you speak to me through my body and my sensations and the language of my body, I promise to listen. Forgive me for the many times that I have cut you off, shut you down, ignored you, turned my back, asked you to hold it in, stay inside, eat junk, starve, and dehydrate, both practically, emotionally, and spiritually. Starvation has been real sometimes. Forgive me, because now I see. You can count on me. And take your child and gently rock her in your arms, stroke her or him from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. Wrap your child in protective clothing. Nourish, replenish your child in every cell. And notice that when you experience symptoms in your child, your physical child, or in your body, or when you experience self-sabotage patterns or turnaround blockers or problems in your life where you want to change but things don't change, that it's the scared child within you that's been left behind and rejected and ignored so many times that is speaking through this resistance. And when that happens, the adult part of you, the conscious part of you, the one with the open eyes, can sit and become present with this child, because that is a part of you that wants change. And the one with the experience and the open eyes can always calm down the scared child that is afraid of change, because change has been linked to danger and pain in the past. Notice what that means to you right now. Where is your child still scared? Where do you still need to walk down timelines and become present? Where do you feel a need for parenting and wisdom to take over and hold that scared child close to your heart? know that every symptom, every problem has an aspect of your inner child trying to communicate and cry out for your help and support through your child's symptoms or through the symptoms in your body or through problems in your life. Knowing this can change everything. So I'm going to end this session with a word of wisdom, and I'm going to end this session with a prayer. So if you don't want to hear the prayer, you can turn off the audio. I just want to tell you that if you experience problems, you can either go into this meditation, because every time you listen to this meditation, this audio healing, you will go deeper into your understanding of your inner child and the connection with your child. You can also choose to connect to that inner child in your life as you walk around, as you go shopping, when you get up in the morning. Imagine that child standing next to you. Look down and check in with her or him. Always ask your inner child, what are you afraid of? What do you need? Are you protected? Are you cared for? Are you understood and seen? Do you feel safe? Our inner child represents innocence and purity within us. Let us pray. Father, we come to you as children, inquisitive, yearning for purity and innocence, protection, love, and safety. We ask that you will hold us, that you will remind us, teach us, and guide us. Remind us of the feeling and the peace and the healing that comes with surrendering to your fatherly love and protection. Remind us that we are children of God, that our children are children of God. We ask that you protect our children and our inner children and our wisdom, that you give us the courage to always choose to walk in integrity as parents for our inner children and for our children, and as the ones with the open eyes. We ask that you keep our eyes open, and we ask forgiveness for the many times that we have deceived, rejected, lied, and fell for temptations to leave purity and innocence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.